based on the idea that a well-behaved pet is more likely to get adopted and remain in its new home, Lollipop Farm hosted its first ever behavior and training conference on Thursday for animal welfare professionals across a three-state region. WXXI's Beth Adams reports.
And she jumps up and stands on two legs. You want to do it again, Pinch?
Pinch is a Border Collie Springer Spaniel mix, demonstrating some tricks with the help of Alexandra Ferenti, a training instructor at Lollipop Farm. Small shelters and rescue groups don't necessarily have the resources to hire behavioral experts. Lollipop's behavior and training manager, Rebecca Lonis, says her own experience working with clients inspired her to organize the conference.
We interact with over 1,000 training clients every year, so we're definitely helping to prevent some rehoming events for sure. We often get calls with people who are just sort of at the end of their rope. They don't know who to turn to next with their pet.
Kenneth Hawkins, one of the conference attendees, is an animal care specialist at a shelter in Waverly, New York. He says he works with a lot of animals that are aggressive because of neglect or abuse, and some are stressed and agitated because they've been surrendered to the shelter.
You see that deteriorate, and it get worse and worse and worse because they think the people that brought them, they are coming back for them.
At a morning session, Hawkins saw some techniques he wants to try.
I've learned a page and a half of things pertaining to your mindset in comparison to the dogs, and just trying to get them to that mindset versus the mindset he's already in, you know, try to bring them out of it.
Lonis says an animal's behavioral health is just as important as their physical health. Lollipop Farm hopes to host more training events in the future. Beth Adams, WXXI News.